The poet T.S. Eliot wrote, "Neither does the actor suffer, nor the patient act, but both are fixed in an eternal patience, an eternal act, and the wheel turns. The wheel turns and is forever still." Ronald Wilson Reagan had many roles to play in life: husband, father, governor. But the most notable role on the world stage was that of the 40th President of the United States of America. With his style and grace, he made it seem easy. With his compassion and sense of timing, he brought strength of character to the nation and enkindled hope in a darkened world. As the patient, he brought humility to greatness and presided over embracing life to its natural end and dying with dignity, surrounded by love. To you, O Lord, ever patient with all of us, ever active in all of us, be praise and thanks for the life and impact Ronald Reagan has had upon us all. Support with your grace the Reagan family, and especially Mrs. Nancy Reagan, who stood by him in memorable moments of history and never left him in the long moments of difficult performance when the wheel turned all so slowly. Inspired by President Reagan, empower all of us, Lord, to employ our part in crumbling the walls of separation and in opening the gates to a globalized world. May our stillness here help us to remain faithful and patient with those suffering and to make decisions that will renew faith in the future. All-powerful God, fix America in your eternal patience, in your eternal act, as the wheel turns now and forever. Amen.
That was House Chaplain Father Dan Coughlin. He is a Catholic priest and chaplain of the U.S. House of Representatives.
And now we shall hear the, or at least there will be three speeches given. We don't know how long exactly they will run, but we expect them to be rather short. The speakers, Vice President Cheney, House Speaker Dennis Hastert, and President Pro Tempore of the Senate, Ted Stevens. Those speeches should be beginning momentarily.
In the silence, we see more officials from the military entering and taking up positions, additional members of the Color Guard carrying rifles at their side.
Earlier, in a very dramatic moment, there was a flyover by a U.S. Air Force wing in which... with all of the local airports closed down for the duration, Washingtonians saw a flypast of warplanes at very low altitude. It was quite a dramatic scene. And while we won't hear any speeches given by military officers, certainly not at this state funeral, this is very much an event in which the military is quite prominent, having paraded down Constitution Avenue. Of course, the symbolism, as Michel, you've told us about earlier today, of the riderless horse with his boots facing backwards in the stirrups. Actually, Ronald Reagan's own riding boots, I gather. Very much military symbolism, although, of course, Mr. Reagan was not commander-in-chief for many years before his death.
And in great symbolism, we just saw a final salute there as the color guard prepares to leave.
Salute for members of all the uniformed services who now leave the casket on the catafalque.